for 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wad. The Riverside County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday approved pay hikes for several executive positions in the Sheriff's Department. This comes months after lower-level employees were given a cost of living raise. KVCR's Madison Ament has more.
The board voted unanimously to reclassify a number of administrative positions to increase their minimum pay rate. Last July, mid-level personnel were given a cost of living adjustment. The COLA increases brought subordinates' pay to the same rate or more than their superiors, according to a county report. Officials say they conducted a survey of neighboring departments to determine how much to bump salaries. The county's Human Resources Department says there will be no impact to the Sheriff's Department budget. The new pay applies to the Correctional Chief Deputy Sheriffs, and Assistant Sheriff. Sheriff Chad Bianco's salary was not impacted by the vote. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ament.
Riverside has rejected $20 million in grants offered by the state for affordable housing. The funding, which the city council rejected in a 4-3 vote, was going to be used to purchase the Quality Inn Motel located on University Avenue. The motel's 114 rooms were set to be converted into affordable studio units and support services. Those opposed cited the housing project's close proximity to UC Riverside and nearby businesses. Council member Sean Mill was critical of the Housing First model, saying he prefers a transitional housing approach that's more temporary.
A centerpiece of my campaign has always been that the Housing First model is a failure, and it continues to be a failure.
The funding will be returned to the state following this decision, while the Quality Inn will stay under the same ownership. The Planned Parenthood of San Bernardino and Orange Counties is now offering self-administered HPV tests for women. The local affiliate is the first in California to offer the FDA-approved tests to patients over 30. Those who elect to do so can skip a full pelvic exam and collect the samples themselves. HPV is one of the most common causes of cervical cancer. The clinic hopes that the new option will help doctors detect HPV earlier, especially due to the region's high Latino population. The San Bernardino County point-in-time homeless count will take place on January 22nd. It's a federally required one-night count of people experiencing homelessness, including those staying in shelters and those living unsheltered. The information collected helps determine how federal housing and homelessness funding is distributed across the county. San Bernardino City and County officials are urging residents to help to ensure a complete and accurate count. Volunteers will work in teams throughout the community using a mobile app to identify people experiencing homelessness and help connect them with essential resources. For those interested in participating, this is the last day to register. More information is available through San Bernardino County's Office of Homeless Services at sbcounty.gov. A 90-mile section of California's Highway 1 along the famous Big Sur coast has finally reopened after 3 years of closures following a series of landslides and a roadway collapse that hampered tourism on the scenic route. The reopening Wednesday came 3 months ahead of schedule. Business owners say that should give travelers plenty of time to plan their spring and summer road trips. The traffic stoppage between Carmel and Cambria cut off access to Big Sur, an isolated stretch known for its panoramic hiking trails and craggy beaches. When fires broke out across Los Angeles in January 2025, Miguel Santana, CEO of the California Community Foundation, saw the devastation firsthand. The foundation quickly activated its wildfire recovery fund, donating $30 million in the first month. 1 year later, the fund has raised $100 million from 48,000 donors. The fires killed 31 people and destroyed 17,000 structures, leaving many survivors struggling. Santana emphasizes the need for equitable recovery and highlights challenges like insurance issues. He's working with financial institutions to help survivors access capital. Philanthropy plays a crucial role, but federal support is essential. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wad.